Welcome back to HealthLink On Air, produced each week by SUNY Upstate Medical University, making the academic difference in healthcare in the Central New York community. And this is Tricia Torrey, your host, Every Patient's Advocate. Listeners, you've heard us refer to the upcoming Baldwin Breast Cancer Foundation Cultural Crawl. It's going to take place April 25th and 26th. It'll give us all an opportunity to visit the many cultural and historical venues in the Connective Corridor area of Syracuse. Well, one of those venues is the library at SUNY Upstate. So my question was, what could be interesting enough at the SUNY Upstate Library to make it worthwhile to make a stop? And so, voila. We have just the guest to answer that question for us this morning. Elise Calvi joins us this morning. Good morning, Elise.
Good morning.
Elise joined SUNY Upstate last summer as the university's curator of historical collections. What a cool job that is.
I love it.
What's your background to have a job as historian of cultural collections?
Well, I'm a librarian by training. I have a master's degree in library science. I've worked as a librarian in museums, historical societies, universities, and did I say art museums?
Ah, yes. Well, okay. I think that's wonderful. And so that's what prepared you for this.
Mm-hmm.
So you arrive at this medical university, and all of a sudden people are asking you to put together historical collections. What kind of collection have you put together?
Well, the collections have existed for some time, and they are a combination of materials that document the history of medicine generally, but especially the history of medicine in our region and the history of our university.
I see.
Which goes back to 1834.
1834. And, mm-hmm. you know, we have had guests previously. We've talked about Elizabeth Blackwell, mm-hmm. and Sarah Fraser Logan and some of the early pioneers in women's medicine.
Mm-hmm.
But you decided to focus on one class for the cultural crawl.
Yes.
And which class was that?
The class of 1885.
1885. So we're talking about like 130-some years ago.
Yep, about 123.
So what made you focus on this particular class?
Well, it was a totally unexpected thing. Last September, the person who works in the autopsy lab.
Autopsy lab.
Yes.
Okay.
Don Yeager, from the pathology department, was working in a basement room in Weiscotton Hall where they store thousands and thousands of microscope slides from autopsy exams.
Okay.
And he was up 10 feet off the floor on a ladder where, for the first time, he could see the tops of these huge 10-foot-tall cabinets where all these slides are stored. And he saw some stuff up there, and he thought, what's this? Took it down, and he realized, wow, this is amazing. And he brought it right over to the library, and he called me.
And the what was it
and
he found?
It was 25 original portrait photographs, and it was all of the students who graduated in 1885 and all the professors who taught them.
You know, what's amazing to me about this is 1885, nobody had cameras. I mean, this is photography before photography was even known about, really, wasn't it?
Well, photography was invented 1839,
mm-hmm.
But it wasn't that common for people to own cameras. Certainly amateurs didn't own cameras until George Eastman invented the Kodak and
sure.
made it cheap and easy.
Sure.
Photographs were taken by professionals. And in fact, when you look at these photographs that were found, they're mounted on boards with the name of the studio.
Uh-huh.
And it's interesting, when you look at all the students, they went to one studio on North Salina Street called Ryder Studios. And all the faculty went to another studio, probably the more expensive one, Ranger, I think it was, on the other side of the street.
Very interesting. All mm-hmm. right. So how many students were there in the class of 1885?
Well, we know that 11 students graduated
okay.
in 1885 because the university published lists of their graduates every year.
It did. And how many pictures of students did you have?
Well, there were 9 students.
Only pictured. 9 pictures.
Yeah.
All right.
2 of them were missing.
2 were missing. All right.
Mm-hmm.
So you start to pull together this collection and you're thinking there are 2 students who are missing, but we'll put together the information we've got. But weren't you really curious about why there weren't pictures of the other 2?
Yeah, that was one thing I was curious about. But, you know, that sort of thing happens. You know, you look at the yearbook pictures and mm-hmm. says, you know, not present so-and-so and so-and-so.
On picture day.
So you figure.
Yeah.
And especially since it wasn't a group photo, but they were all individuals.
I see.
You thought, well, maybe not everyone turned their photo in.
Tell us about the class. Men, women, people of color?
Well, that's part of the surprise.
Aha. Uh-huh. All right.
That people will see when they come.
Oh, so we're not going to talk all about who was in the class?
No.
Okay. Today we're not going to talk about
no,
that.
No, not today.
And that's because we're hoping people will come and find out the mystery of the class of 1885?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Okay. Can you give us any hints?
Well, we do know about some of these folks.
Okay.
And we can talk about that.
Tell us about some of these folks.
Okay. Well, one of the students, Frank Marlowe, mm-hmm. in fact, he's one of the two people whose pictures we didn't have.
Okay.
But we knew a lot about him because he went on to become a professor in our school.
He
was a professor of ophthalmology.
Okay.
And not only that, he was very, very interested in the medical school's great library, which in the late 19th century was mistreated.
I see.
And so he became the college's first librarian.
Ah, so you probably have plenty of information on him.
We do, and we even have some of his personal possessions from when he was a student. Medically related things that will be on exhibit.
And tell us about some of the medically related things that will be on exhibit.
Okay. Well, one of his things that we have is his little dissecting kit.
Ooh, okay.
And the other is microscope slides, which he made.
Okay, of what kinds of things?
You know, I'm not sure. They have cryptic little labels on them,
uh-huh.
handwritten, and they might say frog or rat or things like that. So cells from different organs or parts of those animals, but it's not totally clear to the lay person.
Very interesting.
Which I am.
Very, aren't we all? And so you're going to have all of these different things on display during the cultural crawl?
Yep. There will be lots of historical photographs,
mm-hmm.
some medical instruments, books, documents from the collection, things that showed what it was like to run the school as well as what it was like to be a student, some of their notebooks, the registration book that the college kept
mm-hmm.
with everyone's name entered.
Because it wasn't exactly mm-hmm. computerized in 1885, was it?
Not at all.
Now, when you look at the people who were a member of the class, members of that class, 1885, they, you know, we look back and they might have practiced then until, what, say the 40s, the 30s or the 40s. And so we might even have some of their relatives here in Central New York. Would that be true?
It's quite possible.
And do you know whether we do?
I don't know if there are any.
Well, I wonder if some of our listeners might be related to some of the people who were in that class. Do you have the names of the class members? I don't know if you have them today, but will they be available at the cultural crawl?
They will. They'll all be shown in the exhibit with their pictures.
They will be.
Their names, where they lived, their age when they went to school. And so if anyone knows those people, I will definitely want to hear from them.
Absolutely. I think that would be great. And we'll make sure that we put your contact information on our HealthLink On Air website.
That would be great.
And tell us what you can about this mystery, because see, now you actually have me fascinated. And clearly it's one of the members of the class. Would that be true?
Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely.
All right.
And, you know, when I first started to plan the exhibit, I just wanted to do this topic because I was all excited about this great find.
Yes, absolutely.
I've always loved photographs, and mm-hmm. I think they can tell so much.
And finding them under such a different kind of circumstance is fun, too.
Mm-hmm. And that, and also where they were stored, there is actually some logic to that, and that's also going to be told.
There's logic
in the
to the
exhibit.
Fact that they were stuck in the autopsy storage room?
Believe it or not.
And that's a part of the mystery.
Mm-hmm. And okay. also a part of our school's history.
I see.
And some of the champions of our school's history over time. People who were very much responsible for making sure that things did get preserved.
Rather than give it all away, let's go ahead and make sure we give the details for people who do the cultural crawl and make sure that they can get to the Health Science Library. It's going to be Friday and Saturday, the 25th. 5th and 26th of April.
That's right.
Yes, people can get a passport ahead of time, and we've told them before how to do that, and we'll be reminding them during our calendar segment in just a little while.
Great.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And between the hours of 10 and 2, passport holders will also be offered refreshments.
Okay.
And also, I'll be present so that I can talk to people as they come through the exhibit and answer their questions.
Very good, and explain mm-hmm. the mystery to them.
Yep.
And this will be held at the Health Sciences Library in yep. Weiss-Cotton Hall?
Yes, it's in Weiss-Cotton Hall. There should be signs pointing the way,
very
and
good.
It's on the first floor.
Very good. Well, mm-hmm. Elise Calvi, this is fascinating. I love that you are here to put together these collections in the library, and I so appreciate your time this morning. We'll look forward to seeing you at the Cultural Crawl.
Thanks so much.
And listeners, we do need to take a break. We'll be back in just a few minutes, so please stay with us. This is SUNY Upstate's HealthLink On Air on 570 WSYR.